My next duty is to introduce the next speaker, Jean-Pierre Rosen, that's myself, hello. And I'm going to give you a general overview of the Ada language for those who never heard about it before. So unless you have any questions about the organization, okay, that's fine. Everybody's got a raffle ticket? Yeah? Okay. Here it is. Okay. Let's go. Before I start, I'm working for a company called Edalog. I have wrote some flyers too. And so that's a company doing training, consultancy, and et cetera, about Ada. So you may think, oh, that guy is telling us how nice Ada is because that's his business, okay? No, in fact, it's the other way around. In a previous life, I was a teacher in an engineering school, and I was, among others, responsible for the teaching of programming languages and compilers. And it's because I thought that Ada was a very nice language that I made my business with Ada, okay? So it's not because it's my business, it's the other way around. So when talking about Ada, you hear some dates and numbers. Ada is not an acronym, it's the name of Ada Byron, Countess of Lovelace, and she's famous for being the first programmer in history. She worked on Babbage machine, if you heard about that, and so she could never run her programs because the machine never worked. However, they were later recorded in PL1. Think and worked right out of the box. So the first program had no bugs, and the first programmer was a lady. We've changed that since. Oops. So, come on. The first version was in 1983. Don't tell me it's very old, it's much more modern than C, and it's approximately the same time that C++ appeared. So it's not older than most used programming languages nowadays. At that time, it was quite revolutionary by already having, in a well-designed set, exception, generics, tasking, and many features that you could not find in the same language. At that time, there was... my mouse is jumping. And I think... Is it working? Yeah. 1995 was a major... rework, introduced object-oriented programming, a kind of mechanism, synchronization mechanism called protected objects, and a way of organizing the various modules